at coming against Noah Marschke. The 1-0 fastball misses up and in for ball two. 8 home runs on the season for Miller. Had a 2-homer game here against the Rafters. The first time these two teams met, not only here at Capital Credit Union Park, but on the season, all the way back on June 11th. The 2-0 pitch will have to wait. Crumbly fires a pickoff move over to first base. Crumbly set out of the stretch, the 2-0. Missing downstairs, right behind home plate for ball three. Dalen Adderley on deck, Jake Bolt to follow. Second time around the rocker order here this afternoon. Another pickoff move over to first. Duggar applying the tag, getting in safely is Allen. Yesterday, 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors, and 7 left on for Rapids. 8 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors, and 1 left on for Green Bay. As the 3-0 delivery is bounced in for ball 4. First and second, 2 down. Mike Spears will make his way out to the mound for a visit with the young right-hander. Rafter fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. So after getting the first 2 hitters out this inning, Dakota Crumbly has worked himself into a bit of a jam here. Runners on first and second. A single from Lane Allen clearing the left side of the infield. The first hit of the ball game for Green Bay. Proceeded to walk Sam Miller on 4 tosses. Dalen Adderley popped out to the first baseman Cashel Duggar to retire the side back in the first. Nobody holding on either runner. Duggar playing behind Miller deep in the hole at first base. First pitch to Adderley, runs upside and hits him. Caught him in the back shoulder blade. Bases will be full of rockers with 2 down in the 3rd inning, and the batter is Jake Bold. Adderley aboard for the first time in the ballgame.
Next up is the DFL Empire Metro cleanup hitter, designated hitter number 18, Jake Bold.
Bold, one of the 3 listed catchers on the Green Bay roster, was the DH yesterday. Today's catcher being Blade Carver, who played first yesterday. Logan Gregorio, yesterday's starting catcher from NIU, getting the day off today. Righty on righty battle, nowhere to put Jake Bold with the bags juiced. First pitch from Crumbly. Fastball right in there for a called strike. Available off the bench today, as mentioned, Logan Gregorio, Andrew Harris, Will Johnson, Makani Tanaka, and Lucas Torres for Chris Krepley. The 0-1. Breaking ball, middle. Thought it missed low, did Bold, but it caught the zone according to Ryan Starks. Count nothing at 2. Quickly ahead here is Crumbly. We'll see if he goes competitive 0-2 if he burns one. Now time called from Jake Bold prior to the 0-2. Off the bench today here for Rapids, Gabe Casso behind the plate. We got Dalton Fiveash, Landon Gaz, Ben Lloyd, Kyler McIntosh. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and the bases loaded. Crumbly peers in. Plenty of time, comes set with 15 on the clock and has his signals from Webb. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air, left field, tailing foul, and it'll end up in the seats. Bold popped out to Crumbly on the mound to lead off the second inning. No balls, 2 strikes, the count, another delivery coming here for Crumbly. In the bottom of the 3rd inning, Rafters lead at 3-0 in Ashwaubenon. Webb still going through his signals. Right-hander comes set with 8 on the clock. The 0-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. That's a huge punch out for Dakota Crumbly to retire the side. Green Bay leaves the bases loaded. We're a third of the way home here from Capital Credit Union Park. Raptors 3, Rockers nothing, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top four here in Ashwaubenon, Raptors 3, Rockers nothing on WFHR. A big get out for Dakota Crumbly in the bottom of the third inning. Bases loaded, two down, struck up the cleanup hitter Jake Bold to retire the side. Andy Ockham returning to you here on locally grown radio as the first pitch to Cashel Duggar from Landon Victorian. This is low for ball one. Victorian 33 tosses in that third inning. Able to stay under that 35 pitch in an inning limit and is rewarded for Chris Kreplin heading back out to the hill for the fourth. The 1-0. Missing low and outside for ball two. Duggar playing first base for the first time this season. The Castle Pines Colorado native struck out swinging against Victorian back in the second inning. Three runs on three hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs on a hit and two errors for Green Bay. 2-0 breaking ball catches the zone to make it 2-1. Rapids leaving two on the bag so far through three innings. Four left on for Green Bay. Duggar, then Gulbranson and Bezidlo here in the frame. 2-1. Missing outside for ball three. Have to imagine Duggar's day off behind the dish today and not catching an either Kalamazoo game could mean he'll get the plate tomorrow with the Minnesota Mud Puppies coming to town. 3-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. Into the glove of Blade Carver, count now 3-2. But we shall see. A full count delivery coming here from the Oklahoma Sooner, Landon Victorian. Fastball hit in the air, right field. That is the first home run away from Winterfield this season for Cashel Duggar. A solo home run to lead off the top of the fourth inning makes it 4-0 Wisconsin Rapids. He got all of that one. Now bring up Tommy Gulbranson. Chris Kreplin out to the mound, talking up with Landon Victorian. Have not seen a motion to the bullpen yet. has taken the ball from the young right-hander. It'll be 3-plus today for Victorian. Call to the bullpen here in Green Bay. How about that start to this top of the fourth inning? A solo jack off the bat of Cashel Duggar. Rafters 4, Rockers nothing. We'll return in a couple of minutes right here on WFHR.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
New pitcher into the ballgame. That's the right-hander from the University of Hawaii, Charlie Adamson. Tommy Gulbranson into the box for Wisconsin Rapids, showing bunt and fouls back the first pitch. Landon Victorian, 3-plus. His line is complete. 4 hits, 4 runs allowed, 2 of which were earned, 1 walk. And 5 strikeouts on 75 pitches. A leadoff solo home run here in the fourth inning off the bat of Cashel Duggar chases the Lake Charles, Louisiana native out of the ballgame. Andy Ockham returning to you here on WFHR, locally grown radio. 0-1 pitch to Gulbranson hit in the air down the right field line, giving Chase Harms and Mateo Matthews, but it will end up in the seats.
Another foul ball, and that's strike two.
Gulbranson grounded out to the third baseman, Lane Allen. Back in the second inning. The 0-2. Pass ball, foul tip into the glove of Carver for strike three. Adamson from Malibu, California, now throwing in his seventh ball game of the season. Thus far, a 1-2 record with one save. In 9 1/3 innings pitched, a 14.46 ERA and a 2.46 whip. Last worked a third of an inning at Madison on August 2nd, allowed a hit, an earned run, did not walk or strike out a Mallard hitter out of the two he faced. The batter is Joey Bezidlo. First pitch to the Raptors second baseman's on the inside corner for a called strike. Bezidlo led off the previous inning, drawing a 5-pitch walk. Is thrown at Rapids back on July 10th. The 0-1 delivery swung on and missed, count nothing and two. Is Webb on deck, top of the order to follow with Aiden Teal. Adamson digging through his glove, 11 on the clock, the 0-2. Fastball missing upstairs. Count now a ball and two strikes. Against Rapids, Adamson threw two-thirds of an inning back in that 8-3 victory for Wisconsin Rapids on the 10th. Five hits allowed, five runs. All of them were earned. Walked one and struck out one, facing eight hitters. Another 1-2 delivery coming here to the Eckerd College product. 1-2 fastball, tapped on the ground to second. Charging in Adderley, glove flip to first base is in time. It's a 4-3 put out of Bezidlo, narrowly getting him for the second out of the inning. Christian Webb reached on an error by the third baseman Lane Allen inning ago, later scored. He's occupying the ninth spot in Kirk Schreider's order today. The Faulkner product making his third start of the summer. Adamson out of the windup looking to retire the first three hitters he faces out of the rocker stable today. His first pitch fastball is in there for a called strike. 8 Teal, top of the order on deck for Rapids. 0-1 lined into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Webb's third hit of the summer. Is a two-out knock for Wisconsin Rapids. Back to the top of the card we go with Aiden Teal.
Now batting, center fielder number 30, Aiden Teal.
Teal an RBI single an inning ago, bringing in both Bezidlo and Webb, extending his hitting streak to seven games. The Virginia Cavalier digs into the left-handed batter's box. Adamson comes set on the first base side of the rubber out of the stretch. First pitch to Teal, showing bunt, makes contact, but it's fouled straight back to the netting. There's Jorge Degatti on deck, Orlando Lordoy to follow. Rafters 4, Rockers nothing, top 4 if you're just joining us right here. Second to last road game of the season for Wisconsin Rapids. A 1 breaking ball missing outside to even the count at 1-1 on Teal. Abson peers over to first. Matthews holding on Webb and comes set the 1-1. Fastball fouled back off the glove of Carver. Count now a ball and two strikes. Victorian did punch out 5 in his fifth start of the season. Had allowed 1 earned run in 14 and 2/3 innings entering today. Allowed 2 total earned runs in the ballgame. The 1-2, runner takes off for second, foul tip, unable to be held in by Carver, count remains. Teal fighting off, looking for a multi-hit game. As mentioned, in game 1 of the Twin Bill against Kalamazoo on Friday, homered twice. He's the only Rafter to have 2 multi-homer games this season. Did it as well back on July 21st at Copeland Park. Another 1-2 to the Virginia Cavalier. Runner takes off, misses high, throw down to second base is in time. Webb cut down by his catching counterpart, Blade Carver, so it'll be the top of the order for Wisconsin Rapids in the fifth inning. We have the bottom of the fourth, Castro Duggar's third of the season. A solo jack to lead off the inning makes it 4-0 right here on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. You did so good. And challenge yourself to grow.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom four here in Ashwaubenon, Rafters 4, Rockers nothing. On WFHR, Andy Ockham for locally grown radio, your one-stop shop for all 70 Rafter games this summer. Dakota Crumbly remains on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids, 5-6-7 due up for Green Bay as the first pitch misses low to Nick Harms for ball one. How about Cashel Duggar? His third home run of the season to lead off the fourth inning off Landon Victorian, chasing the starter for Green Bay out of the ballgame. 1-0 pitch, in and out of the glove of Christian Webb. That fastball misses low for ball two. This is Crumbly's third inning of work out of the stable after Nick Perry opened it up with a 1-2-3 bottom of the first on five pitches. That was all Kirk Schreider and Mike Spears needed to see today from the Colorado State Pueblo product. 2-0 pitch, hit on a line. That's going to get through into center field for a base hit. Leadoff knock here in the fourth inning from the five-hole hitter in the rocker order. Mateo Matthews, first pitch swinging back in the second inning. He flew out to the center fielder, Aiden Teal. Matthews not in the lineup yesterday. The Chino, California native at Wagner College playing in his second summer with Green Bay. Last went 1-for-4 with a double and two runs driven in at Lakeshore on the 31st. The first pitch from Crumbly misses outside for ball one. Matthews a 301 hitter in 47 games so far this summer. Five homers, 31 runs driven in, two of those five coming against Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 pitch popped up right side of the infield as Joey Bezidlo battling the sun, calling off Cashel Duggar to make the catch. One down in the inning, and the batter is Blade Carver. Carver grounded out to retire the side back in the second inning. Third baseman Jorge Degatti making that play. Bottom third of the Green Bay order here for the second time around. Wisconsin Rapids will send their top of the order up when we get to the top of the fifth inning. First pitch from Crumbly. Fastball right down the chute is called a strike. Four runs, five hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs on two hits and two errors for Green Bay. Three in the third, one in the fourth for your Rats. The 0-1 pitch will have to wait a pickoff move over to first base, giving a look in at Nick Harms prior to that pitch. It's been a beautiful afternoon here for baseball in Ashwaubenon. Currently 83 degrees. Nothing but sunny skies. 0-1 pitch driven in the air center field. That sends Aiden Teal back out in front of the warning track to make the catch for the second out of the inning. The throw into first to try and double up Harms is not in time. Nick jogging back into the first base bag. Peyton Mansfield flew out to Teal, his first time up to lead off the previous inning. Bottom three was huge for Dakota Crumbly. Got out of a bases loaded jam with two down, striking out Jake Bold to retire the side. Looking to work three scoreless frames here is the Jackson, Georgia native. Crumbly set the first pitch. Breaking ball, missing upstairs for ball one. On deck is Seth Farney, the center fielder, top of the order to follow with Lane Allen. Crumbly's 1-0. Middle fastball driven in the air to left field, sending Walker Buchanan back at the track, at the wall, and he makes the catch. Walker Buchanan banging into the fence to retire the side. One over the minimum faced for Dakota Crumbly. Three scoreless innings for the right-hander out of the Rafter bullpen this afternoon. We head to the fifth in Ashwaubenon, 4-0 Rats, right here on WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin."
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
How about that? A party at the WFHR parking lot? Sounds like a great time. Just about 10 days from now, August 14th. We're here for some Sunday afternoon baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and the Green Bay Rockers on locally grown radio. Top of the order, do it for Rapids. First pitch, Aiden Teal hits one on the ground through the right side for a base hit. Making a multi-hit game for the Virginia Cavalier, a leadoff single here in the fifth. Andy Ockham returning to you here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. 4-0 Rats, now four runs on six hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs on two hits and two errors for the hosting Rockers. Wisconsin Rapids looking to split this weekend series. Right and righty battle, first pitch to Jorge Degatti. Swung on and missed for strike one. Adamson went right to the fastball there and blew it by the Rafter third baseman. Degatti 0 for 2, struck out swinging in the first, flew out to center field in the third. Adamson's 0-1. This is downstairs, blocked by Carver to even the count and a ball and a strike. Rafters put up three in the third. One in the fourth on a solo home run to begin the frame off the bat of Cashel Duggar. Nick Perry and Dakota Crumbly have pieced together four shutout innings thus far. The 1-1. Hit in the air, left field. Mansfield back at the track, at the wall. It stays in the yard, but bangs off the fence. Teal getting the wave around third. The cutoff throw into Miller to the plate is in time. A relay from Mansfield to Miller cuts down Teal for the first down of the inning. It is a double for Jorge Degatti.
Now hitting. Right fielder number 13.
Rafters could have made it 5-0. It was that little hanging off the first base bag from Teal, wondering whether it was going to be caught or get out of the yard, that probably prevented him from scoring there. Nonetheless, a runner remains in scoring position, and the batter is Orlando Lordoy. Lordoy 2-for-2 in the ballgame after being hitless in his last three, singled in innings 1 and 3 for the Faulkner product. Adamson set. The first pitch to Orlando. This is upstairs for ball one. Grebe brings up the 9-1-2 spots. We get to the home half of this fifth inning. Wisconsin Rapids looking to plate more, though, before we get there. The 1-0. Fastball in the air left field. Shallow, Mansfield coming in on it to make the catch for the second out of the frame. It'll bring up Chris Arroyo. Arroyo 0-for-2, grounded out to first base back in the first inning, retiring the side. Struck out swinging in the third. Going to extend this inning, Jorge Degatti, double number 8 of the season. Long pause for the right-hander. First pitch fouled back by Arroyo. Going to keep this inning alive and push it down toward the end of the card. Chris, 6 home runs on the season. His first came here in Ashwaubenon earlier in the second half. Getting off second to Gotti, covering now Miller, pulling back as the 0-1. This is downstairs, blocked by Carver. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Four left-handed bats to 5 right-handed bats in Kirk Schreider's order this afternoon. Green Bay going with 1 switch hitter, Seth Farney, 2 left-handed bats, and the remaining hitting from the right side. The 1-1. Fastball missing outside, 2 balls and a strike, the count now. Arroyo ahead in the count, going to look for a fastball here. The 2-1. Goes off speed. Does Adamson, it's fouled straight back by the Raptor designated hitter. 2 balls, 2 strikes are count with 2 away. Payoff pitch coming in here from Charlie Adamson. Fastball missing up and away. Arroyo's drawn a full count in his third plate appearance this afternoon. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs to Gotti on second. Adamson peers in, agrees on the signs with Carver, and comes set less than 10 on the pitch clock. The 3-2. Tapped foul down the first base side. Still no action in the Raptor bullpen, so it appears Dakota Crumbly has earned himself a fourth inning, and rightfully so. 43 tosses through 3 frames thus far for the Walters State right-hander. The 3-2 delivery yet again on the way from Adamson. Gotti stays put at second. This one misses up and away for ball 4. It's a 7-pitch walk to Chris Arroyo. First time he's on the bases here today. And with 2 on and 2 away, it brings up Walker Buchanan.
Next batter, left fielder number 22, Walker Buchanan.
Buchanan 0-for-2, struck out swinging back in the second. Ended the third inning with a flyout to Peyton Mansfield in left field. Made a nice grab to retire the side. The bottom of the fourth, banging into the left field wall. Nobody holding on either runner. First pitch to Buchanan in the air. Shallow right field, Matthews drawing out, Harms coming in, it is Mateo Matthews gloving it, but the ball drops. Degatti scores, to third is Chris Arroyo. The Raptors going to run here in the top of the fifth inning, make it 5-0 Wisconsin Rapids. It is going to go down as an RBI single for Walker Buchanan. It is Cashel Duggar who homered to lead off the previous inning. Runners on the corners, 2 away. Adamson, first base side of the rubber, rocks and fires. It was Heater, and it misses up and away for ball one. Duggar in the sixth spot in the order and is the sixth hitter this inning. Aiden Teal led it off with a base hit, but was thrown out at the dish on that Jorge Degatti double off left field. 1-0 delivery, tapped foul on the ground, out near the rafter, dugout down the first base line. Duggar went down swinging against today's starter for Green Bay, Landon Victorian, back in the second inning. Each team using two arms thus far. For yesterday, it was two pitchers for Wisconsin Rapids, Noah Marschke and Noah Willingham. Caleb Ruder, Colton Sylvester, and Greg Ferguson all towed the rubber for the Rockers. The 1-1 fastball misses the outside corner for ball two. Five runs now on eight hits for Wisconsin Rapids. Looking to even up their overall record on the season at 32-32. 2-1 pitch, fastball. That one does catch the outer edge for a called strike. Count now 2-2 on Cashel Duggar. Got a couple Virginia Cavaliers on the base path. A UCLA Bruin in the box looking to drive him home. The 2-2. This is low and away. Duggar's worked a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. They're on the corners. Buchanan will be motoring on the pitch. Adamson with six on the pitch clock comes set. The 3-2. He got him swinging. Foul tip into the glove of Carver. That'll retire the side. The Rats add another here in the fifth on an RBI single from Walker Buchanan. 5-0 the score. We head to the home half right here from Ashwaubenon on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Wis Country 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
.912 here for Green Bay in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rafters 5, Rockers nothing on WFHR. First pitch to Seth Farney from Dakota Crumbly. A fastball right down Broadway that's called a strike. Andy Ockham returning to you in the final week of this 2024 Northwoods League season. The 0-1 pitch misses outside. Farney went down swinging against Crumbly back in the third inning. He is 0-1 today. Five runs, eight hits, and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, two hits, and two errors for the hosting Rockers. Crumbly set for the 1-1. Off-speed delivery on the inside corner. That's called a strike. Rapids getting three in the third, one in the fourth, and one in the fifth. Executing here in game two of this series. 1-2. Breaking ball fouled away down the third base side. Still no action in the Wisconsin Rapids bullpen. This is Dakota Crumbly's game. After Nick Perry threw the first inning, went three up, three down, and tossed five pitches, has been Crumbly ever since. The 1-2. Off speed, check swing. Peel down to first base. Jeremy Brooks, the crew chief, says no swing. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. Top of the order awaiting on deck for Green Bay with Lane Allen. Sam Miller will follow him up. Crumbly's 2-2. In on his hands, popped up, shallow right. Bezidlo drawing out, coming in Orlando Lordoy. It is the Rafter right fielder to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Third time around the rocker order brings up Lane Allen. Allen lined out to short back in the first inning, singled in the third. Was the first hit of the ball game for Green Bay. After Noah Marschke went five perfect innings yesterday, Rockers didn't get their first hit today till inning three. The first pitch fastball from Crumbly, shooting the knees, is in there for a called strike. It'll be 7-8-9 for Rapids when we get to the top of inning six. All right-handed hitters, Tommy Gulbranson, Joey Bezidlo, and Christian Webb. Crumbly's 0-1. Line foul down the first base side, heads up in the Rocker dugout. Everyone okay and able to get out of the way of that hot smash. Count nothing in two. Final time these two teams will square off here in Ashwaubenon this season. Not possible for both clubs to make the playoffs, although they are both far on the outside looking in, with Madison and Wausau ahead of the pack. The Woodchucks winning the first half, and the Mallards in full control of their own destiny. A game and a half up here at half number two. The 0-2 pitch, in on the hands, breaking ball popped up foul into the seats down the first base line. Another 0-2 delivery coming here to the third baseman out of Blinn College. Crumbly looking into Christian Webb. Agreeing with his signals. The payoff pitch. Hit in the air and tagged ball to left field. Buchanan back out in front of the track at the wall. It'll one-hop the fence and skip over. It is a ground rule double for Lane Allen. Make it a multi-hit game for the leadoff batter in Chris Krepling's order this afternoon. Sam Miller is 0-for-1 in his two trips to the plate today and has an RBI opportunity here in the bottom of the fifth.
Now batting, Rocker shortstop number 11, Sam Miller.
Miller grounded out to second base back in the first. Drew a four-pitch walk against Crumbly back in the third. Crumbly looks back at second. The first delivery to the Rocker shortstop is lined foul out near the Rocker bullpen down the left field line. Crumbly yet again throwing a first pitch strike. He's done it plenty of times in his outing out of the pen today. The 0-1 runs up and in and hits Miller. Two will be aboard for Green Bay with just one out here in the fifth, and it'll bring up Dalen Adderley. Adderley 0-for-1. He was plunked his last time up in the third inning. Also popped out to the Rafter first baseman Cashel Duggar back in the first frame. Crumbly just a pitch away if he can generate a ground ball off Adderley's bat here. Allen on second, Miller on first, neither runner being held. Long pause for Crumbly, the first pitch. Off-speed delivery missing outside for ball one. Had this yesterday, the Rats led it 6-0. We entered the bottom of inning six. an 8 spot tossed up on the board by Green Bay. That's all they needed. 8-6 was our final score. The 1-0. Fastball missing low and inside. 2 balls, no strikes. The count now. And Mike Spears calling time, making a jog out to the mound to talk to the young right-hander. Rafter fans, this summer your place to stay in the Rapids area is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your cats, bring your dogs to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Now in meeting adjourned, Christian Webb making the walk back behind home plate. It is a 2-0 delivery incoming to Daylon Adderley. Rafters 5, Rockers nothing if you're just joining us here from Capital Credit Union Park in game 2 of this series. Trumbly set out of the stretch, 2 piers back to second, the 2-0. This is inside for ball 3. No action in the Rafter bullpen just yet. Reno on Adderley looking to reach for the second time in this ballgame. Crumbly's next pitch. Runs inside and hits him. Squared up Adderley on the back. Back-to-back hit batsman. Loads the bases for Green Bay here in the fifth. It'll bring up Jake Bull. A fastball that ran in and got Adderley in an uncomfortable spot in the back. Saw this yesterday too, 3 clean innings from Crumbly and lost a little bit of control here in his fourth frame. Saw it with Noah Marschke, not necessarily losing control, but Green Bay just started timing up the left-hander. Jake Bold is 0 for 2 in the ballgame, popped out to Crumbly on the mound in the second, and Dakota got him swinging to retire the side in the third and get out of a bases loaded jam. Crumbly looking to do the same here in inning 5.
Designated hitter number 18, Jake Bold.
Allen on third, Miller on second, Adderley on first. The first pitch to Bold misses up and away, off speed out of the hand of Crumbly there. The 1-0. Up and in on a fastball. It is called a strike to even the count at 1-1. Dakota elevating there and netting the call from home plate umpire Ryan Starks. High pressure situation for the right-hander in his third appearance this season. 1-1 fouled away down the first base side to make it a 1-2 count on the rocker DH. Nick Harms is on deck. Then it's Mateo Matthews. A couple of left-handers awaiting in the wings. The 1-2, breaking ball popped up on the infield. Right out in front of the mound, Cashel Duggar charging in foul territory thereafter. First baseman makes the catch for the second out. Nick Harms has reached in his 2 trips to the plate today on a 6-pitch walk in the second and a base hit to lead off the previous inning. Can Dakota Crumbly get out of it again? Is Seth Creasy grabbing a baseball warming up in the Raptor bullpen. Both plate appearances today for Harms have been against Crumbly. The first pitch misses low for ball 1. Want to know on the Case Western Reserve product. Allen on third, Miller on second, Adderley on first. 1-0 pitch, hit on a line. That's going to get through into center field for a base hit. Rockers are going to plate 2 and score for the first time in this ball game. They're on the corners with 2 down here in the bottom of the fifth. have to imagine a little bit more sense of urgency for Seth Creasy in the Rafter stable right now. The batter is Mateo Matthews.
Now batting for the Rockers, first baseman number 36, Mateo Matthews.
Matthews 0 for 2 in the ball game, flew out to center field on the first pitch he saw back in the second. An inning ago, popped out to the Raptors second baseman in shallow right, that being Joey Bozidlo. First pitch to Matthews, popped up in the air, shallow center. Aiden Teal shading the sun, trying to locate the baseball, and he's got it for the final out of the inning. Green Bay sends 7 to the plate. They leave 2 on, and they score for the first time in this ball game. Raptors 5, Rockers 2 through 5 innings of play from Capital Credit Union Park right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
1-0 pitch to Tommy Gulbranson here in the top of inning 6 from the right-hander Charlie Adamson is fouled away. Rafters on the road here in Ashwaubenon against the Green Bay Rockers. 5-2 the score in favor of Wisconsin Rapids. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Rafters. 2 runs on 4 hits and 2 errors for Green Bay. Adamson's 1-1. Off-speed, swung on and missed, count now 1-2. Andy Ock returning to you here on locally grown radio. Game 64 this season. Gulbranson, a ground out to third base back in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Adamson's 1-2. Bounced in to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Rafter shortstop. Gulbranson, Bozidlo, Webb here in the sixth. Raptors putting up 3 in the third, 1 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. The 2-2 breaking ball bounced on the ground to third. Allen backing up, and the throw to first draws Matthews off the bag. The tag not applied by Matthews in time. The second high throw from Allen today. Tommy Gulbranson is aboard to lead off the top of inning 6.
Second baseman number 41, Joey Bozidlo.
Chris Krepling out of the dugout. That was the crew chief, Jeremy Brooks, over on the first base side that made the call. Having a conversation here. Second time Krepling has voiced his disagreement with the umpires here today. Now we're going to have a meeting between the entire crew. See if Gobranson's call stands on the field or gets overturned. Two runs put up in the home half of the fifth for Green Bay. A two-run single for Nick Harms with two down. Brought in Lane Allen and Sam Miller. Dakota Crumbly out of the Rafter bullpen now. 66 pitches in four innings. It is Josh Opiel of the right-hander from Stevens Point and Bryant and Stratton College getting loose.
The Green Bay Rockers would like to wish a very happy birthday to Bronson. Happy birthday.
Long conversation between our crew here today. Once again, it's Ryan Starks calling the balls and strikes. Jeremy Brooks down the first baseline and Henry Schmulwitz, our third base umpire. And now two are making their way over to the Rafter dugout, and that is never a good sign, meaning that Kirk Schreider might be getting some bad news, and he is. Gobranson called out by the crew chief, and that is the first out of the inning. No argument from Kirk. Instead of an E5, it'll be a 5-3 putout. One away, nobody on. The batter is Joey Bizidlo. 0-for-1 in the ballgame as the Rafters' second baseman. Walked on five pitches back in the third. Later scored. His last time up, grounded out to his second base counterpart, Dalen Adderley. First pitch missing low out of the hand of Adamson for ball one. Back to across the Northwoods League, top eight at Homer Stryker Field. The Growlers are up 7 on the Battle Creek Battlejacks, 9-2 the score. The 1-0 fastball misses inside for ball two. Much higher scoring affair than what we last checked in Fond du Lac. The La Crosse Loggers leading the Dock Spiders 11-6 in the bottom of inning 6 on ESPN+. 2-0, line to first, caught by Matthews. Hard hit ball from Bizidlo, unable to find some green grass though. Two up, two down for Adamson here in the top of inning 6. It'll bring up the Rafter catcher, Christian Webb. Webb aboard in both of his trips to the plate today. Reached on a throwing error of Lane Allen, the third baseman, back in the third inning, later scored. Singled in the fourth and was caught stealing by Blade Carver. Out of the windup, Adamson's first pitch. Fastball bounced on the ground to short, backhanded in the hole by Miller. His throw to first is in time. Three up, three down here in the top of inning 6 for Charlie Adamson. We head to the home half, 7-8-9. Two up for Green Bay right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Dakota Crumbly's day is done as we enter the bottom of inning six in Ashwaubenon. The new pitcher into the ballgame is the right-hander from Bryant and Stratton College, Josh Opiola. First pitch from the Stevens Point native is on the inside corner to Blade Carver for a called strike. Opiola made his debut against Wausau at home on the 31st as that heater misses downstairs. Winning inning allowed four hits and four earned runs against one of